you dive in.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations. Yes. It's incredible.
Thank you.
And what a gift to our family. So mm-hmm. I want to thank you for that.
Thanks so much.
I'm really curious about adapting this particular story. So mm-hmm. I notice how true you'd stay to the biblical narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of how did you fill in the blanks a little bit on some, like, for example, with Joseph, who doesn't say a word in Scripture?
Right. Yeah, you know, there's not really paragraphs of character description, so we had to figure out who are these characters going to be, especially because when we write the lines, that's literally putting words into Mary and Joseph's mouth. So we had to make sure that we felt like we knew who they were to the point where we're like, yeah, we could create new material that would feel faithful, even though there's nothing there in the Bible for us to adapt. And there were specific clues that we kind of jumped off of. So with Joseph, the idea was if he was a carpenter, thinking, well, maybe in this day and age he'd be like a mechanical engineer or something. So maybe he's the guy who's got like kind of a really organized mind, and he's always planning and kind of putting things together in order. We have his tools completely organized by size. So I think he's one of those guys. The interesting thing about that personality is that then he can, then he's got a journey to go on, because he starts thinking, okay, I'm going to plan the perfect trip to Bethlehem. My wife is pregnant and I'm going to make this go as smoothly as possible. And then when they get there, there's no room at the inn. They're having a baby inside of a barn, and so everything's falling apart, and that's, I think, that gives him an arc where he has to learn to let go and trust that God is going to take care of things, even if he can't take care of them himself. It's kind of an interesting way to show, like, even someone who's very close to God, like, has room to grow, you know. And then with Mary, it was kind of the opposite tack, which is that, and I also think that it's more interesting in a film when you have a married couple that, and it's also kind of more true to life, when you have a married couple that's kind of opposite and complementary, but very different from each other, you know? And so if that's Joseph, who's always planning ahead, I thought, well, maybe Mary's the one who's more open to improvisation, and she just automatically trusts that everything's going to be fine. God, you know, God's got the whole world in his hands. Whatever happens, God is willing it, and she takes a lot of comfort in that. And to me, the jumping off point for that is just that at the Annunciation, when she talks to the angel, she's not saying, okay, and how exactly does this work? And is there like a 20-year warranty on this? She just says yes, you know, to the angel. And so trying to extrapolate from that an entire personality based on that attitude, and that actually gives Mary even a place to grow and learn, because she maybe at first, at least in this portrayal of her, doesn't know that this journey ends with the cross necessarily. And I think there's a moment in the movie where she kind of has an intuition that this may not be all fun, may not all just be fine, you know. I think there she also realizes, I mean, she says, just because God has a plan doesn't mean it's going to be easy. And that's kind of her her area of growth. So trying to, you know, the goal was to create characters that were based on what we, you know, the clues that we have in the Bible, that also gives each character an opportunity to have an arc. So that was kind of the thinking.